A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Friday, December 9th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the proposed 2017 national budget.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065-15460 and 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the 2017 national budget.
Finance Minister Patrick Chinwamasa said yesterday Zimbabwe's economy is expected to grow by 0.6% in 2016, half the previous forecast, but will recover next year. Chinwamasa said the budget deficit for the 2017 fiscal year was estimated at $400 million, equivalent to 3% of GDP, up from 1.1% this year.
Inflation is projected at 1.1% from a negative 1.5% in 2016, while total revenues are projected at $3.7 billion, with total expenditure estimated at $4.1 billion.
Give us your take about this issue. So if you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yes, onguka Gibbs, nasi tilauti tiketi chitarisa ne nyaya ye urongwa wekufamiswa kwe mari ye urumende ye gorerno ya inonzi national budget ne zuro vachina masa vaka parura budget yawe ye 4.1 billion asi vachibvuma kuti pane zvimwe zvino zvinenge zviri kuti netsei zviri kutadza kuti vanga vachinyatsosvitsa mari yavari kuda pachisara paine buri kana kuti yatingatiya deficit. Nekudaro tichada kuti tinge tichinzwa kubva kuvanhu vachitaurira kuti semaonero avo zvii zvavakafarira pabhajeti, zvii zvavasina kufarira pabhajeti, uye tichienda mberi hurumende ingaita sei chaizvo kuti ikwanise kunge iine mari muhomwe mayo, kwete kuti igare isina kobiri, nekuti mari dzakawanda kazhinji dzinoenda kunotambirisa vashandi vehurumende. Gibbs.
Kunjalo kezuruka ndava njova ke uBlessing aichaya ndava yetu namhla ke sikhuluma ngebhajeti ka-2017. Xa sikhangela ke khonapho ke uChinwamasa ute ke ibhajeti leyi ikhangelelwe ke ukuthi izawuba yi-$4.1 billion. Kukhangelelwe kunjalo ukuthi ilizwe liyathola imali eyi-$3.7 billion. So lokho kutsho ukuthi ke khona manje sikhuluma kule 400 million okumele idingwe ukwenzela ukuthi i-budget yangkhona yenze lokho kuthiwa yikubhalansa. Xa engasabhalansanga ke 400 million liyani ukuthi iyatholakala ngaphi akwaziwa. Kuzobuya ke kuningi kakhulu okhulunywa nguChinwamasa iBlessing njengokutsho kwakho. Kukhanya ngazani i-wash bill imrholo mnumzana yiyo ngazani izathatha i-budget eningi $3 billion ngo-2017. So ubona zani imali eningi sibili kakhulu. Kuzobuya ke yokuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe 520 million, kutsho ukuthi incane kakhulu xa sikhangelela leyi yomrholo. Ye kunjalo mfowethu.
I think we have our first guest economic analyst, Mr. Masimba Kuchera. Mr. Kuchera, good evening. Mr. Kuchera? We might be having a bad connection there, but of course we'll try to get in touch. Can you hear me, Mr. Kuchera?
Gentlemen, somebody might have got my name wrong.
You know. That's Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya.
On the line, yeah.
Okay, Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
How are you guys? Yeah.
Doing great. Of course, Mr. Ngwenya is an economic commentator. Gibbs, you can fire away.
No, sorry for that kind of mix-up, Mr. Ngwenya. We really appreciate that you actually came back and said you're not Mr. Kuchera. So tell us a bit about the budget. What do you think, what's your take on that budget?
gentlemen, this is not a serious budget. I mean, we have a budget that is more than pick and pay. We can't be serious. I mean, you're talking about a country that is 30 million people and a country that needs infrastructure development and resuscitating our economy. We need $35 billion. Even the Zim asset that Chinamata is talking about, I mean, it's a Zim asset, you know, commitment that requires close to $35 million. So my take really is that this is just aspirational. It's a man who's just narrating his wishes. And I think, you know, when he talks about production and productivity capacity, there's nothing that shows in the budget that this government is committed to creating resources, because the export base is down. The salaries are gobbling almost 91% of the revenue, and we have thousands and thousands of civil servants that are not adding any value to production, productivity. So really, I don't know. You are just narrating figures and picking them out of the air, and really, you're not serious.
But is there anything positive, Mr. Ngwenya, that you saw in this budget?
Well, positivity is the attitude. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got a great attitude. Look, you were talking about education, you were talking about resuscitating irrigation, you know, but what I'm saying is that, being positive is different from being real, because the reality of a budget is the capacity of a country to attract revenue, the capacity of the treasury to attract revenue, and the commitment on the part of the government to shed off unnecessary commitment, expenditures. That's why I'm saying that the positivity is there. It's optimistic, but it does not augur well with the situation on the ground, because there's nothing that is showing that this government can create a policy environment that can attract foreign direct investment, that can shed off excess labor, and of course that can incite the industry to recapitalize.
Right, Mr. Ngwenya, we see that I'm just reading something in the budget statement here. Indications are that agriculture and mining are set to drive overall growth, with sector growth of 12% and 0.9% respectively in 2017. And also, inflation is projected at 1.1% from a negative 1.5% in 2016. So these kind of issues, you know, when you combine them, it appears as if maybe the inflation part will actually kill the production that is talking about in mining and agriculture. Give me your take on that.
Yeah, look, the commodity pricing, if you look at the graph carefully, you see that the commodity prices, we don't control the international prices of gold and platinum. All these things are controlled by the world market. So if the graphs are showing that there is a steady decline in the commodity prices, what makes him get any optimism around the growth of the mining? Because mining also has to be sustained by foreign input of investment. Mining needs capital from outside the country. So I don't understand where he's getting that optimism. Agriculture, forget it. I mean, right now we are being told that rain, I mean, the weather pattern is going to be plus or minus average, above normal. But we don't know that. We're talking about command agriculture, and all the inputs are being put on the black market. So we don't have the capacity. We don't have irrigable capacity. We are rain-fed agriculture. So it is not possible that you can base your prediction on growth of agriculture, on command agriculture, because it is financed through government resources, and there's no private sector involvement in agriculture. So these are very speculative figures, gentlemen.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ngwenya. Please do stay on the line. And now we are being joined by the president of the Opposition People's Democratic Party, or PDP, and former finance minister, Mr. Tendai Biti. Mr. Biti, good evening.
Hello, Gibbs. Hello, blessings, and good evening to your listeners.
We are doing great, and we hope our listeners are doing fine. Gibbs, you can fire away.
So, Mr. Biti, your take on the budget, we've heard that you are saying this is child's play, but are there any positives in this?
Absolutely not. I think these guys have failed, and they've failed dismally. They put the growth rate of 2016 to 0.6%. when some of us were saying that the growth rate for 2016 is minus 3.8%, they thought we were joking. What's the difference between 0.6 and minus 3.8%? In 2015, we were arguing that the growth rate is minus 1.8%, and there's no difference with their own projections. So they're in a ditch, and they can't go out of it. I think one of the most serious revelations by Chinamasa yesterday was the admission of what we had been arguing all along, that they're cooking books and they're hiding a huge domestic debt. Yesterday, he disclosed that there's a domestic debt of 3.7 4 billion, which is 26% as of the end of October, which means by the end of the year it will be 32% of GDP, meaning that they are running the country on credit, they are running the country on borrowing. What it basically means is that Chinamasa, as a manager of this economy, has failed and failed dismally. You, Gibbs, you, Blessing, you can't run your own household by borrowing. You can't run your own household, Nesquared. And that's exactly what he has been doing, which he has been hiding for the last 4 years. But yesterday, because of the pressure from other people, he had to be disclose those figures. So it's a total mess and proof beyond reasonable doubt that Robert Mugabe and his peasant ministers of finance cannot run this economy.
Tell us just briefly, Mr. Biti, how one comes up with this budget. As you were the former finance minister yourself from 2013, how do you go about it?
It's a science. You remember that I used to, number one, consult. So I used to go to every province and listen to people. So you have an idea of what people are demanding. So sometimes, particularly in the urban areas, they will tell you that put money in education. We want our children to go to school. If you go into the farming areas, they will tell you that, look, we need money for agriculture. If you speak to business people, they will tell you that, look, please open the environment so that we can trade and operate in a sound environment. If it's the workers, they'll tell you that we need a decent wage. So what you do now, the process of budget preparation is a science. It's prioritizing that which is already a priority. So you must be honest. Don't create a false impressions and anticipations. So you can't say to Zimbabweans, for instance, that the 2017 budget is going to be $4.1 billion. When 2016 budget was another $4 billion, which you are admitting that you couldn't meet $1.18 billion or 9% of GDP. You did the same thing in 2014. So don't lie to people. Just say, guys, I have no money. What we can only afford is $3 billion US dollars. Of this $3 billion US dollars, it's not even enough to pay the wage bill. Therefore, guys, we have to fire the ghost workers. Therefore, guys, the president must stop traveling to Singapore. Therefore, guys, there's no more petrol and fuel for soldiers. There's no more petrol and fuel for judges. There's no more petrol, fuel, and headmasters. We are living within our means. We are cost-cutting. It's the return of cash budgeting, the return of what we kill, we eat what we kill. But this man is dishonest. And because he's dishonest, he deserves the place where he is right now, which is a deep, 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 deep war.
Thank you, Mr. Biti. Please do stay on the line. Regaetheni kuvatereri kuna mukoma Donald ku South Africa. Makadi mukoma Donald?
Tiripo makadiwo.
Aiwa, tiripo. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu nenyaya yebudget.
Ndingangoti parizinesi handisikuyu nyatsonzwisa zvichiitika kunyika. Saka ndanga ndichida kuti ndijoinewo program yenyu ndikwanisonzwisa kuti zviri kufamba sei. Saka ndanga ndichiti ndoda kujoina.
Okay, aiwa, tanga tichitaura nenyaya yebudget nhasi. Asi tichitarisawo nyaya dzebudget, imi munofunga kuti ndaapi mapazi angade kuti hurumende iendese mari yakawanda? Nekuti kazhinji mari yakawanda nenda kumauto nezvimwe zvakadaro daro. Imimi munofunga kuti ndekupi kunofanira kunge kuchiendeswa mari yakawanda yehurumende?
Ndingangoti industrial sector ndokunofanira kuenda mari yakawanda yehurumende kuti kuti nyika ikwanise kubhosa ichienda mberi. Nekuti yakaendeswa ku department of security nemaforces akaita searmy. Kuagriculture sector nekuindustrial sector kukashota, nyika inogona kurega backward nenyaya izvozvo.
Asika hurumende inosimboti vakomana vari kuchiuto ndo vane vasikana variko ndo vanenge vachidzivirira nyika kakubva kuvavengi.
this was all, but then Maria Siaka Iko command the industrial sector aga mirrors zvino kondirisa kuti paitike kakusa balanza maona. Vanofanira kuti mari idistribute kuma sectors iwa yakaita sema industrial sectors na agricultural sector kuti nyika iwane food security, then yozoiswa security kuma forces ikoko nekuma voji.
South Africa kwamuri uko zviri kufamba here kuma industry muchitarisawo nezvamaiona kuZimbabwe?
Hakuno kuindustrial sector yako kuno iri balance, iri well balance, iri inotomuflowa zvakanaka zviri smooth zvisinana problem.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda, ndinokumbira kuti mugozopota muchitipawo maupdates ikapa WhatsApp yenyuzi.
Aiwa, tino namba yenyu tinenge tanayo mukoma Donald, saka tichapota tichikutumirai zvinenge zviri munawo.
Zvakanaka.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
Okay,
thanks. Okay. Gibbs, of course, that's Donald in South Africa. He says priority must be industry. Things like retooling, he says that is very important, and he does not see the benefit of, giving the army a lot of money. He says that does not bring a production.
Yes, Zule Lapake, umnumzana biti Zulugandaba, kuluma kuna pesiti okhluphayo yikuthi umnumzana uPatrick Chinamasa labanye laba bakuZANU-PF kunganika bakhuluma iqiniso xa sokubuya ke ibhajethi yalonyaka. Ikhulume sibile sithi isikwelede esesikhona eZimbabwe siyamangalisa kakhulu, ngazani kade besifihlafihlile kodwa kuphumile phela okulempondo akufihlwe emgodleni. Kuziphumele sibili phulukudlu kwatshengisela ukuthi sibili kulamabhiliyoni athize isikwelede sangkhona esikhona ngale-ke eZimbabwe. Uphinde njalo wakhuluma ukuthi okungani kuyahlupha yikuthi-ke eZimbabwe vela kula mali kodwa abantu baya belokhu bephuma egcekeni betshela abantu ongayisikho. So let me come back to you, Mr. Bidi. So it seems as if there are certain tax proposals that have been actually set forth by Mr. Chinamasa, and one of them is to support industry. He says there should be an upward review of duty on textiles in order to level the playing field. One. Then when it comes to revenue enhancing measures, he says there should be an introduction of a health levy of 5 cents for every dollar of airtime and mobile data. Let's talk about these two issues. So what do you think there? Hello, Mr. Bidi, are you there?
We can't.
Yeah,
he's there. Yes.
Let's start with the proposal to increase duties on textiles. The textile industry in Zimbabwe is already collapsed as a result of number one, cheap flooding of imports, particularly by the Chinese, and those Chinese people are basically smuggling their ways into the Zimbabwean economy. So you go to the Chinese factories, the Gao, for instance, and you find a pair of slippers, mapatapata, achita dollar for four. Even when you try to make them, you can make one slippers for $1. They cost more. But they're coming in huge containers, which they are smuggling because these people work together with ZANU-PF elites. So even if you put duty on textiles, it doesn't work because it will not affect their friends, the Chinese, who have killed our textile industry. And also you are imposing this protection when the textile companies in Zimbabwe right now are actually collapsed. Mozone, David Whitehead, Melin, Contextiles. So it's desperate. Then I come to the 5 cents levy on airtime and the data bundles.
Yeah.
I think that's extremely cruel. That's extremely cruel. Kutsagamari, nempinyi pasi pedombo. The people who are using data bundles are our ordinary brothers and sisters who are communicating on WhatsApp, because that's the only thing that they can do because they are not employed. So you are coming up with this cruel tax to proscribe and to limit the rights of people to enjoy the right to freedom of communication. And you are doing that because you don't like the hashtag movement. You don't like the Tajamuka movement, social organizations that are founded on social media. So it's desperate. Now let me tell you something about the depression economics.
Mm-hmm.
We are in a recession, and that this recession is already in a sustained economic downturn, which economists call a depression. Now, when you are in an economic depression, there are three things that are characteristics of an economic recession or depression. Number one, there is low productivity. That one is given. Number two, there is a disinflation or deflation. That one is given. Our rates of inflation are not going up. Mm-hmm. Number three, there is weak aggregate demand. In other words, people are not spending money. So it's a crisis of under-accumulation. It's different from the crisis we had in 2007, 2008, where we were all trillionaires, but we couldn't buy anything. Now none of us have got cash. So one of the ways you deal with a depression is that you put money in people's pockets so that they can actually spend. So you must actually reduce taxes so that people have got more disposable income to stimulate aggregate demand so that people can go and shop in shops. They can go and watch a football, a Highlanders beating Dynamos. They can go on holidays. You encourage, they can go into pubs and nightclubs to spend money. But Chinamasa doesn't understand recession economics. Everything he has been doing from Statutory Instrument 64 of 2016, now DC extra taxes, is actually to take money out of people's pockets so that people spend less. And when people spend less, it means the whole of economic depression and recession, which we are already in, becomes deeper and deeper and deeper. So one of my problems with Chinamasa is that he is illiterate. He knows nothing about economics.
Thank you, Mr. Biti. Please do stay on the line. For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the 2017 national budget. Tinemwe mterere va muka. Variku South Africa. Makadi va muka.
Nofara angu makadi ni mkoma zuli.
Aiwa isu tirinani zuli va muka. Tipe ufungwa zenye nye budget.
Nye budget ino tu vanya ino tu kasama ino tu ndi kasama za wenu.
Mm-hmm.
Ndangashi do tarisira kuti vachina maza budget yavo vachado wanza kuti dumburayo rikuri rewe kune zveutano.
Mm-hmm.
Asi ndinodo kasamara kuti iko zvino wo kudzira dumbu pakunotenga mati egasi ku Home Affairs.
Mhm.
Saka zvinodotisa izvo kuti munhu asinga kutombo asina hanya no utano hwevanhu nokuda kuti ivo kana vakarwara havarapwi munyika iyoyo vanonorapwa kunze isu tosara chitambura nemabhondi kumusha.
Mm-hmm.
Saka hazvino zvatatisingatarisiri zvakaita sezvo budget yavo haina zvainotombobetsera zvachose. Ibudget isina zvainotombotaura kana hainene zvenyika yeZimbabwe. Vanotogwaivo kuti vagare pazvigaro chete nekuti zvino chavanoda kutongosimbisa mapurisa masoja kuti akwanise kuvatavirira pazvido zvive zvido zvavo varambe vari panyanga vachitonga varipo kwete zvekuti kwai vanhu vanorarama sei kana kuti vakamira sei vanoratidza kuti havanene nyika havanene vanhu ivo vanongogwa nezvavo chete. Ndiyo zvandinoona zviripo pabhajeti.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamhuka nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Koti nhau iyo yenhingi inonzi anti-corruption. Iyo robatero dai ratombobvisiwa zvarorare nyika yagara isina anti-corruption commission. Nokuti haina kana chitoko chainoita ikati ite basa inovhiringidziwa kumusoro ikoko. Saka basa raendire ndirongobudisa mari ichi vachipiwa iwo anti-corruption vachihoresewa pabasa ravasingagoni kuita ravasingabvumigwi kuitwa. Saka ngakushayikwe anti-corruption nyika iyoyo mari inoenda ku-anti-corruption otherwise indiso ku-education kana kuti ku-ministry of health zvingatove nani.
Tinotenda zvikuru vamhuka. Of course, that's our caller, Mr. Muka in South Africa, is saying that a priority must be health and education. And he's saying that government constitutionally mandated bodies such as ZAC must be disbanded because, they are handcuffed and they cannot do much.
Right, listen to Mr. Ngwenya. I'm told that Richard Ngwenya is back. Baba Ngwenya, we are going to say Yebo. Yeye baba ngonye ngasuka yeye ngasikangela ibudget ka mnumzana uchina masa siyabona ukuthi kukhona kunengi. Ake sikhulume ngokukudeka kwemnotho welizwe lokho kuthiwa ke inflation. So kanye ngazani ke iyabe i 1.1% ku 2017 kuzobuya ke ngo 2016 kade ku minus 1.5. Nga ungabalisa sokusuka lapho 2018 1.6 2019 2.1. So owenza ukuthi ikhuphuke kangaka kuyabe kusenzwa kwini?
Phela vele i-inflation phela ihambelana lokuthi imali ekhona esetshenziswayo ukuthenga izimpahla imalini. I-liquidity yethina vele ezimbabwe kathesi asila mali, akula mali yokuthenga. Yikho phela ukuthi into yabithi yesithi yena ukuze abantu bakwanise ukuthenga bafanele babe nemali esikhwameni sabo. Nxa imali yakhona ingekho vele kuba lekuyi-deflationary ngoba phela imali yakhona ekuqaiseni vele phela imali kade ngeyaseyo yethu kodwa sokule danger ngoba ama-bond notes asesize lapha asisakwazi ukuthi abenitshina laba abadindayo omangunjalabo bazakwana ukuthi badinde imali eningi beqondane lo khetho luka-2018 so kungenzakala ukuthi nxa imali yangaphandle siphelile amarandi kumbe lama-us asephelile kuza kuba la ma-bond note amaningi okwenzela ukuthi sokusuka kuzaba le hyperinflation so asoze asifike sikhohlwe ngokuthi imali njengoba sebekhona ukuthi badinde imali kathesi kungaba le hyperinflation besikhangelena lo khetho. So ama-figures akhuluma ngawona le e-deflation la aqondane le isikhathi khona imali currently foreign currency kodwa njengoba sewungena ama-bond note kathesi imithina kune ngaqala ukuthi igijibe kungaba le hyperinflation impahla zakhona vele ziyabe zesingekho zesingekho ngoba i-productivity ama-industry kakwani ukuthi abe elungisa impahla abantu babelokhu bethinga impahla bezivela ngaphandle kwelizwe so i-hyperinflation asinesikhosowakathesi.
So what Mr. Ngwenya is simply saying is that inflation is moving from the negative to the positive because of the introduction of bond notes. So he says, you know, the moment you introduce such a kind of legal tender, you're actually fueling hyperinflation. So he says, at the end of the day, Zimbabwe may be going back to that situation which it was in 2008.
Vabiti, munotendera nawo here na vangwenya papa nyaya yema bond notes kuti anogona kutokonzera kuti nyika iende kumawere.
Chaizvo vanhu vatinodzira navezanava havasi vanhu bava matsotsi magororo. So mabond notes aya vari kuaintroducer mbichana mbichana kuti vanhu vezimbabwe varayirwe. Vanhu vezimbabwe vakangamwe chakauraya mai gore riya 2007-2008 patakaita mabera check airana into trillions. Now mabond note aya ari kuzowanda in 2017 because mu-2017 vanenge vane nyaya yemaelections nekuda kumonetize maelection demands. Saka mabond note aya achawanda. Kana awanda black market yoincreasa kuna 4th Street uko yoincreasa kurengini yoincreasa kurudport vanhu vachibhena mari. Now once zvadaro izvozvo zvoreva kuti mumastoro muyamuyamo zvinhu zvichashayika. Zvinhu zvichashayika nekuti nenyaya yekuti iwewe uchanopa munhu bond note mustoro kana kuti paservice station asi munhu uyewo paservice station anonotenga diesel kuQuwait kuDubai kana kuti kuSouth Africa achanotenga diesel neUS dollar but iwewe wamupa bond note. Saka zvoreva kuti zvinhu zvatinoimporta kubva kune dzimwe nyika zvinhu zvatinotenga kubva kune dzimwe nyika zvichashota nekudhura because vana muzina business vanenge vasina mari kwayo vanenge vamabond notes. Zvoreva kuti kana zvinhu zvoshota mutengo wacho unokwira ndo inflation. Zvoreva kuti zvoshayika zviyezve zvatakaona mugore ra-2008 yekuti tatine matrillion edu asi mumastoro manga musina chinhu manga mine maputi nemaprotector ndo anga arimo. So that we are going to see again. Saka ndosaka tichitaura kuti havana hanya nevanhu ava because vanoziva 2008 is less than 8 years ago yet vatidzosa mune crisis yekuti vadzosa Zimbabwean dollar through the back door through chipuka chinonzi bond note. And even bond note yacho makambo ndzwa kupi mukoma Gibbs mukoma Blessing kuti unongomuka wakarara wakaputa mpanje yako ronyaope ungoti shizha rane mari yakaenzana ne US dollar. South Africa rand chayo a 500 billion US dollar economy. Rand iri kutrade pa 1 to 14. Munditaura kuti chibepa chaPatrick Namasa chinonzi bond note chakaenzana kupfuura rand, chakaenzana kupfuura Kenyan shilling, chakaenzana kupfuura Nigerian naira. Ndounonzi mupengo chaiwo vemapenzi eZanu PF.
Rekai tiende kune mumwe mutereri tinamukoma kudzi kana ndikuzi kudzi.
Kudzi
mangadi mukoma kudzi.
Tirinani mangadi mukoma blessing.
Aiwa tirinani mukoma kudzi tipewo maoni renyu panyaya yebudgeti.
Yeah, ini ndagwadziwa sikuru nekurwa budgeti yakadhakwa kudai. Hello.
Sei muri kuti yakadhakwa.
Hello.
Sei muchiti yakadhakwa.
Nah. Chokwadi shuwa here munganzwa kuti mari yose inyika ingangoviswa kusimudzisina kana musoro wose. Yezve zvimukatasi education yakafa. Muzvikoro umu hamuna kana mabhuku. Maticha ari kutambudzika. Vashandi hurumende havasi kupiwa mari nenguva. Toenda kana chiro kurima tinongonzwa chirongwa chinongonzi command agriculture ichechidzi. Asi zvinezvi tinofera takamirira hazvimboshandi. Uona vanhu vachiisa mari kuzvinhu zvakaita sekuti hanzi pai tida kuita kuhome affairs kumilitary kusina zvakunoshanda vachese kutaura kuti autiurai muna 2018 vagotirovesa nemapurisa yavo nemasoja avo. Zvini tiri kuda kungoudza vana vezimbabwe kuti please please the only solution kuti tibude mumadhaka aya akaya kubvisa mugabe netini yake. Ngativabvisei vanhu vamuna 2018 vane zimbabwe makaterera hapana kwatinosvitswa nemakuru aya.
Aiwa tinenge tisingadi kutuka edu vanhu mukoma kudzi kana tisingawirirane navo tinongotaura kuti ngavabude zvavo musarudzo.
Sorry kuti ndavati makudo asi tora chokwadi vanhu ava vari kuti gwadzisa solution iripo vanhu ngatingobvisai vanhu ava tikangorega vakangodai tinokuvara ende mukatonzwa zvikwadiswa marika yamari yedu izokutonopa mauto kuti tigotorobwa izvozvi muna 2018 saka vanhu ka ngatibvisei munhu uyu netimu yake.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma kudzi nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Murambe muchitifonera.
Aiwa tinokufonerai, chirongwa ndechenyu.
It's okay.
You're there from kudzi saying that you know the only solution to the crisis is voting President Robert Mugabe out with his entire ZANU-PF team in 2018. Other than that, you know, Zimbabwe will continue to suffer. And he does not see any logic in the minister allocating a lot of funds to the Minister of Defense and the Minister of Home Affairs when education is virtually crumbled, Gibbs.
Yes, kuyele kubaba ke ungwenya. Baba ungwenya, lukuwa nikungwenya. Yes, kangeleke ku balance of payments accounts lapha kukhanya ngazani uhlupho luyaqhubekela siyaphambili ngoba eZimbabwe ngomnyaka ozayo liyaphinda futhi libe lama imports ayedlula ama exports singathi akula lizwe vele elisebenza njalo hatho. So ke nxa kunjalo ke kukhanya ngazani kuyaqhubeka futhi ngo 2018 kuphinde kuqhubeke futhi ngo 2019 pho kuyaphela sokutheni abantu bangaya kukhetho kuloko kunjalo kuthiwani kwalamba kwezwani ukuthi uguqule khonoko
izakwenzela awumbe achithi navele sesisupermarket pele e-South Africa le-Dubai ngenxa yokuthi izinto eziningi ezifanele zithengwe lapha eZimbabwe zithengwe azilungiswa lapha eZimbabwe ogafu labo kuleyompedanamo impahla zonke ezifanele zibe zilungiswe ema-industry zithengwa ngaphandle kwelizwe ngoba i-capacity utilization yethu vele iphansi kakhulu ukuze siyiphakamise sikhangele amagethi amanzi imali ezivele ngaphandle kwelizwe ezithenga imithini emitsha ukuze zikompite labantu abalungisayo nje antshe luzi ibithe sithe namapatapata edola ayabengu-4 ukuze sithi ibhata ilungise ipatapata ele-30 cents akusoze kwenzakale kwathatha isikhathi. So sithi khona kungaze kuvalwe amabhoda wonke ama-state.
Ya lapha ke ukhanya ucingo soqhumekile lokamnumzana uRejoice Ngwenya kodwa bekhuluma lapha blessing what you are saying is that you know in terms of balance of payments accounts he says it's going to continue like that because Zimbabwe is producing nothing. So he says it's going to take time for Zimbabwe to produce at least some goods to sell outside the country that can compete very well with other goods. So he says like what Mr. Tendai Ebidi was mentioning in terms of you know having slippers that are you know for a dollar you know, Zimbabwe, let's say, Pata Shoe Company, cannot produce, let's say, a pair of slippers for 3 cents.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a big loss, you know. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, he was thinking that Zimbabwe is now literally a supermarket for South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not happy about that kind of arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's try again. Mr. Abiti, are you on the line?
Yes, of course, sir.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Abiti, of course, you said there's nothing that you admire about this budget. But you have been in this situation before. Is it not difficult for Mr. Chinamasa to come up with certain proposals? He has come up with proposals that many economists say are brilliant, but it appears that they were shot down by the president. Is this not where the problem is?
It's not the problem. You see, Chinamasa is not a reformer.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same Chinamasa, by the way, who personally, physically removed Chief Justice Gabi from his office way back in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
He's the same Chinamasa who in 2005 passed Constitutional Amendment number 17 that basically says we are taking all white land from white people without compensation, and white people can't go to the courts. Mm-hmm. So he's not a reformer at all. He's a fascist. He's the same Chinamasa who, in 2013, June 6th, he crafted a raft of statutory instruments, including Statutory Instrument 85 of 2013, which fast-tracked to Zimbabwe to an election that we were not ready. And we have never recovered as a country from that fast-tracked election, which, again, thanks to one jealous Mawarire, the Constitutional Court was able to ride upon and insist that the election be held on the 29th of July. So he is not a reformer.
Mm-hmm.
This economy, I can speak because I've been there and I've run it. All it wants is honesty. Tell the people the truth. Number two, all it wants is discipline. Don't spend what you don't have. And that's where I don't like Chinamasa, and I'll never forgive him. Because you, the Minister of Finance, actually controls. You are the treasury. Section 7 of the Public Finance Management Act says you are the treasury. And your permanent secretary is the paymaster general. So you actually are responsible for signing the checks. So if Chinamasa has been signing the checks to a situation where we now have a budget deficit of 30% of GDP, you can't blame ZANU-PF. You can't blame Mugabe, because Chinamasa is the one who was looking in the pot. And waunga pakure nyama 20, you wabika nyama 1, iyangati pakure nyama 20, mpoto musina. So we are now in a different situation. So he must accept the full responsibility of that. Thank God Lima ya collapse. Because anga ende kuvarungwa chinyepera vanhu. Akaenda kukulima kuperu muna 8 October last year, akamenyepera vanhu. Tino reforma, tichazodzinga ma ghost workers, tichazoita address ma state owned enterprises, tichazoita one diamond company. But some of us knew could these people were lying. And thank God no government, no institution, no bank is now giving them a rescue package, because they are rogues. Is no Zangastar never tell revenue. They've put 2/3 of the budget kuma securocrats. 2/3 of the budget yaenda ku office of the president and prime minister, and office of the president yaenda ku masoja, yaenda ku mapurisa, yaenda ku minister of justice, kune ma prisons commission. So murukisa mari kuma tear gas. Then vana vedu can't even buy ma tomato, ma buku hakuna, ma hospitals ari kuvhara. So you are dealing with a shameless people, a shameless generation, and a shameless party called ZANU-PF.
But Mr. Abiti, some will say, even when you are the Minister of Finance, Mr. Mugabe was still traveling. What's the difference now?
There's a huge difference. There's a big, 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 big difference. There's a huge difference. Right now, Mugabe takes $6 million each time he travels. When I was there, he would take $700,000. And that $700,000, part of it was going to pay for Air Zimbabwe. And I was very strict on that. So our budget for traveling in a year was not more than $20 million, which can happen in a state like ours. Now we are talking of a traveling budget of $120 million. That's not normal.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Bitia. Gibbs?
Yeah, I think we're joined by another guest. That is Mr. Michael Ndiweni, who is a political and economic commentator. Mr. Ndiweni, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs.
Yeah, akusitshele ke baba ndiweni. Ukhanya ngazani lapha ke abantu bamsola kakhulu umnumzana Chinamasa nge-budget yakhe leyi. Kodwa nguye yini ozibamba esidukwini kumbe kwenziwa lokhu nguhulumende?
Nginakana ukuthi uChinamasa anti upresenta izinto ezaprove i-cabinet. So ngibona ngani is what the government i-government ekufunayo khona ngabe ukucabangayo mina ngithe kunakanayo. So kazikhulumele yena imbono yakhe. Ngibona ngani bakuvumelene bakunika abantu njengoba kunjalo.
So kodwa ke yeqhubeka ba.
Hayi, ningaphambili nxa lo mbuzo ngiphendule.
Yey, nxa usukhangele ke i-budget lay, ube sithi ke kuyamela ukuthathwe ke amasenti athize xa ubuya kwezinto entweni zamakhala ekhukhwini lapho. Kambe kungabe kuzahambela abantu njani khonokho?
Ngibona ngani ngasikhangela ama-tariffs eZimbabwe vele kathesa ngathi aphezulu ekufoneni. Futhi wesi ningakhumbula ukuthi bekule mabonus akade khona lana akhitshwayo ngesikhathi sokuqalisa into zabo shutdown land. Ayengani ngokungani kungcontani abantu babekwanisa ukuthi bafone. But kathesi singaze sifake ama-tariffs e-5 cents asikwazi ukuthi ama-service providers wona aza-reacta njani. Nxanye azayengezelela phela mbijani ukuthi banelisi baremite that 5 cents. So ngibona ngani kuyaba yi-burden kuma-customers anguZulu. And nginakana ukuthi futhi ngine coverage access to i-communication abantu balutshwane eZimbabwe abakwanisa bafone. Ngokunjalo nginakana ukuthi imali enganani sibili ezaphuma khonaphana ukuze ilizwe lithuthukele phambili ngokuqala lokho. Nxa ngikhangela nje i-budget general ngibona ngani mina ayi ayisoze ilethe umahluko kakhulukazi. Ikakhulukazi ngakhangela i-agriculture for example. Anti i-growth kuthiwe lonyaka ibiyi 3.7 nxa ngibale kuhle. And then kuthiwa next year it is expected if I got that right it is increase that to around 12% angithi. Nginakana ukuthi how realistic is that projection nxa sikhangele kathesi the state of affairs izulu kalini kule El Nino vele esihluphile khangela abantu abaningi kathesi nxa bakalini. So nxa ngikhangela abantu abaningi eZimbabwe kathesi vele bakhangelele phezulu izolini uzibalini. So leyo-ke over 8% or so increase izavela ngaphi. So ngibona ngani this is very unrealistic to be honest. And ngakhangela even kule ndawo indaba ze Council of Zimbabwe ezimele zi-implement emele zifunde i-budget lay. For example, ngikhangela into zabo-devolution, chapter 14 we-devolution of power. Ngakula budget line, nxa ngiyikhuthile, ekhuluma ngokuthi ilizwe lethu leli kumele linike uZulu amandla. Ngibona ngani izinto ezingayenza ukuthi abantu bathuthuke babe nempilo ezingcono. Nxa imali ingafakwa towards implementing i-devolution of power, kunganceda kakhulu ukuthi ilizwe liye phambili. So nginakana ukuthi vele i-budget lay I respond to the aspirations kumbe ayiphenduli imfuno zabantu beZimbabwe kakhulukazi. Ngikhangele futhi even i-education ithola about 800 million nxa ngimbale kuhle angithi i-primary le-secondary. Ngikhangele ukuthi ngakhangela ama-regions njengaboMatabeleland lapho mna emvelela khona. Ungasuka koBulawayo usiya eButabobile eCholoje kakula ngitho le-training college kumbe i-vocational training center. Ngangikhumbuza ngayikhona ngengayaziyo mina befihle isihlakeleyo samoya. And nginakana ukuthi i-budget kumele i-addresse ama-gaps anjalo ukuze iy'mpilo zabantu zithuthuke. Ungakhangela kathesi ungasuka lapha usiya e-Follows kuleli Upane State University esanda kuvula kathesi. Ungasukela Upane usiya e-Follows is over 200 kilometers. Kakula ngitho le-college ezaba khona. Imali naleyi efake ku-primary education izafika njani ku-tertiary education ngike ngibuze. Ngibona ngani yikho lapho kumele sigxile khona kakhulukazi ekuthini abantu bafunde ukuze bathole labo mathuba babe competitive enough and also compete other people of the country.
Yes, ubamba umlomo khonapho. Yes, ukubamba umlomo khonapho-ke baba Ndiweni. What Mr. Ndiweni is saying here, blessing, is that people should not blame Mr. Chinamasa for this budget. He says this was approved by cabinet. So for people to say maybe Mr. Chinamasa is even illiterate, says no, the thing was approved by you know, a cabinet. Mm-hmm. And he says, you know, at the end of the day, the 5% levy on, you know, mobiles. Mm-hmm. He says, no, this is not the way to go, like mm-hmm. what Mr. Bidi was saying, that it's going to be a burden to customers, it's going to be a burden to people that want to communicate, you know, with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, at the end of the day, he questions also the kind of projections that were made by Mr. Chinomasa. You know, he was saying that he's going to get more money next year compared to this year in terms of the total kind of revenues. But he's saying, no, what is he basing that on? Because indications are that the economy is going down. I think he's got a valid point there.
Mm-hmm.
And he touched the issue of devolution of power to provinces. He says no, there's not even a single line where Mr. Chinomasa is giving money, you know, to the provinces. He says devolution is the only way people can actually develop. And then I think lastly, he was touching about colleges, you know, all those things, and saying that this budget does not respond to the aspirations of people. So I think we'll go to Mr. Bidi, but before that, maybe you've got a caller there?
No, call. I think he dropped with TJ. I think we'll try to call him back in a bit.
Let me take this caller. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Slomnumzana, Lapa, Gabriel. Baba Gabriel, Gunjan. Yeah, Mr. Gabriel, what is wrong? So he was about to talk about bond notes, but he was concluding the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So he was saying that who actually believes this budget? He says this is just child's play, you know.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, Mr. Chinomasa was actually presenting what the cabinet had actually delivered.
Mm-hmm.
But he says there's nothing in it because when you look at what the government is doing, it actually allocated funds for constituency development funds. But then it didn't do much about, you know, the dilapidated hospitals, the poor state of roads, all those kind of things that actually cater for the needs of people.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, but look, this is useless, you know, according to him, yeah?
Let's go back to Mr. Bitty. Mr. Bitty, but the government has also said that one of the things that is impeding economic growth is the issue of sanctions.
Uh-huh. He doesn't mention the issue of sanctions. Mm-hmm. But you and I know that that is a broken record.
Mm-hmm.
That message doesn't sell at all. You can't say that he's on sanctions when every year he comes to America twice a year for the annual meetings and for the spring meetings. He can't say that there are sanctions when one of the banks that is looking for money for them is Lazard, an American bank, and Standard Chartered Bank, a British bank. So, you know, that's fiction. Let's address the economy as it is. I ran the same economy under the same circumstances. If there were sanctions in 2016, there were sanctions in 2011, but we had a growth rate of 12%, 11.9%. The difference is leadership. The difference is management. The difference is, are you listening to the people? Are you honest? Are you able to say no to madness? And do you put the interests of Zimbabweans first, not the interests of ZANU-PF? It's not in the best interest of Zimbabweans that two-thirds of the budget is going to soldiers, is going to tear gas, it's going to CIOs. If they had people at heart, then two-thirds of the budget will be going to where people are. Cash grants for our people living with disabilities. Cash grants for children who can't afford to go to school through BIM. Cash grants for hospitals and schools that don't have medication. Cash grants for communities that don't have water, which need boreholes to be built. Cash grants for the rural electrification problem, because our people, our women in the rural areas, spend hours looking for water and energy, so electrification will liberate them. That's what a decent government does. If you go to Rwanda right now, you will not find a rural heart, because the government of Rwanda has eliminated rural poverty and has dealt a decisive blow to the enclave economy. So 36 years after independence, you still have communities like Matnots, where 79% of the people use the bush as a toilet. You still have the townships like in Victoria Falls, which have no water, yet they are 3 kilometers away from one of Africa's biggest rivers, all because you've got a government that doesn't care, a government that thinks that people eat power, people eat slogans, and that's the problem. We have to deal with the political problem of ZANU-PF so that we can create a sustainable Zimbabwe where our children can live freely, and you, our brothers and sisters scattered in the diaspora, can come back home and enjoy the safety of your extended family.
Thank you, Mr. Biti.
Maybe still on Mr. Biti. Just one line, Mr. Biti. You said that Mr. Chinamasa is illiterate in terms of finance. The two of you are lawyers, right? And
yes.
Is it that he's illiterate in terms of finance, or is a question of him not getting what he wants from the president and Mr. Manguja? You know, not only the president. Yeah.
Technically, he doesn't read. If you listen to his budgets in 2013, 2014, he used to accuse me of textbook economics.
Mm-hmm.
He used to say we don't want to see this bookish economics. You have to read. I'm a lawyer, but I read, because there are people who went to school to study and know economics. So I have to know. So that's his first problem. Technically, his technical knowledge of economics is unsound. The second thing is the ZANU-PF element, the Mugabe element. Mm-hmm. They're just a cruel lot who put power and corruption ahead of everything else. So he suffers from those two problems. One is ZANU-PF, and the other one is contempt for basic standards. For instance, one of the basic principles of economics is that you have to balance your books. You can't have a credit that is, you can't have a debit that is higher than the debit. I used to call it, we eat what we kill. Even my own grandmother, Chendambuya, knows that if she sells 4 sacks of maize and gets $400, she can spend $1,000. Otherwise, she'll be in trouble. So now it has gotten us to this situation where the budget deficit is 30% of GDP.
Thank you,
illiteracy and contempt of rules.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much.
Regai tende kune mwe mutereri va gogode makadi. Va gogode.
Vazuru makadi voti rakadi basa racho.
Aiwa tiripo zvedu zvemutowa kumwakaoma kumwe munyoro tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndinongona zvekuti vanhava vanotonga vaka zvazvingogona. Vabana biti nevamwe mapato ese abatana. Tange kuti vanhu ava vabvi kuri kuti zvavanotaura hazvavanoita hapana zvinoonekwa. Nekuti zvino kana mukataura kuti mabhajeti avanoita nekushaikwa kunoita mari, asi mumwe munhu unotenda rini ye 1.4 million nyika icho ichishayiwa mari. Saka inge tichingoona kuti kungodhina nevanhu vasingasevenziki navo. Dei zvazvigona vanhu vachirega havo kuvhota kumusha, vangoti vanhu vese vari kunze kwenyika nekuti takawanda tadarika vari kumusha, ngatichingovhota tega, nekuti tiri kuno tese vakunzi havagoni kurohwa. Saka vongovhota vari kunzi vari kumusha morega kuvhota. Kuno kwatiri kunze kwacho hatidiwo vanhu vanouya kuno vachitikambena, nekuti tinoziva vese vana vatsangira tinovaziva, vana vabiti tinovaziva, vana vamugabe tinovaziva, vana mujuru tinovaziva. Saka vochirega kuuya kuno vachikambena, isi tokovhota tinovaziva maitiro avo ose. Saka hapana zvavanotibitsira vana.
Asi kaimi vagogodi munogoda kuvhota sei muri kunze kwenyika? Muchiti vari muZimbabwe havavhotiwo varivo vari kutambiswa zinjonjo.
Asi tichitarisa nyaya yebudget vagogode ndikupi kwamunofunga kuti kunofanira kuendeswa mari nehurumende.
Ndakufunga kuti panyaya yehurumende mari vanofanira kutarira zvakaita mumahospital ite zvino vanhu vazhinji vari kungofa. Touyawo tenda kune zvokurima. Mukurima ndo munosimudzira ikonomi yenyika. Saka vaifanira kuti vanhu vavakapa havo kana mapurazi acho ngava vachivabhusta vakwanise kuti kuita zvinoita kuti nyika isawira pasi rande ichisumukira. Kuagriculture, kuherosi zviri zvinani zvipano kuti vaisekuwo kutenga matigazi ukukonzeresa vanhu kuti vane asima vane zvirwere zvakade varware futi.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vagogode.
Mova nezvo rakanaka maita izvi.
Aiwa nemiwo. Chris, Gibbs, now saying Chris. Gibbs, you heard there from Mr. Gogode saying that essentially, I mean, one issue that is coming up is that is someone who has lost confidence in Zimbabwe's elections. He says they are akin to what is called electoralism. You know, it's just a ritual that you go for elections or so-called elections after every 5 years. But the winner is known, so it's an exercise in futility. So he's saying that he does not have faith at all in the elections. And so, he's also saying that, you know, there's also a need for the government to allocate more funds to the health sector, which he says has collapsed, not the defense. Gibbs.
Yes, we're going to talk to you. Baba, do you want to talk to you? Yes, I'm going to talk to you. Baba, do you want to talk to you? I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to talk to you.
Ninagano kuti ngakunje katesi our country is doomed. Asindawo kuyadingeka kuti sivume. I think the government must admit it has failed and because of what is happening. Akungisukuhlungu kuti every year siyahlangana kuthiwa senzivume ibudget yomnyaka olandelayo. Abantu bakhulume izinto abazifunayo esithi ngama priorities. Kodwa nxa sivalwa lezo nto akaziphumi. So nginakani ukuthi yikho okunye uwaste imali futhi ngama-public hearings ayenziwayo kungoba kwenziwa izaba nje. So I think that we need to be honest with ourselves as a country that whatever we have tried, it has failed. We need to restart from somewhere. There has to be truth amongst our leaders to say we have failed. We need to begin to rebuild this country. As long as we use rhetoric, so the CNDAO, the future of Pabantana Zimbabwe is doomed. Abantu anabasa kula yabane, abakwetis gola wakrachwete leo, mbilo zabo, as the CNDAO, bape lelo enje, akula papozo ya kwa natu vega, uwe mbilo zabo, zoenga yala bandu waba. It needs to get abantu wa sugu mbashanga, na bakumita na bati, no, we have failed, we need to restart from doing this.
Yes, I'm calling you, Baba Ndweni. We're going to talk with Mr. Biti.
Mr. Biti, your last word.
Well, I agree with what Comrade Ndweni has said. I think that the future of our country is in our hands. I think that 36 years of being messed up by ZANU-PF is long enough. I think that as Zimbabweans, we must all start working together so that we can create a different narrative for our country.
Thank you.
Not good enough that with all the riches that are in our country, we've become one of the poorest countries in the world.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. Biti. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, and we want to thank you. We want to also thank Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya and Mr. Michael Ndiweni. And our viewers, our callers, our team behind the scenes, our producer and engineers, and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying have a lovely, lovely weekend.